Yeah, good morning all.
Good morning.
There is a big question when it comes to Bedikas Chametz, so just how thorough a person has to be when they check for their Chametz. And there's an important line that people have to be aware of. Certainly nowadays when people get a little too crazy, in my personal opinion, that the Rabbeinu David and many other Mefarshim talk about this idea that a Torah lo nitna l'malachei asharis, that the Torah was not given to the ministering angels, the Torah was given to human beings. So we have to do the best we can when we do the Bedika. But okay, so everyone has to understand and measure what that means for themselves. At the end of the day, there is this question of, so just how far does a person have to go to do the Bedika? So, for example, many of the poskim talk about the idea of, if you learn in your Sfarim, in your books, with Jewish books, secular books, whatever it might be, throughout the year, do you have to go ahead and check all of your books before Pesach and shake them all out to make sure there's no crumbs? And so the answer is, well, it's very simple. If you're going to be taking your books out and bringing them to the kitchen table, or the dining room table during a meal on Pesach, and you actually had used these books throughout the year, then it probably is worthwhile to check them because of the concern that a crumb could fall out. And again, if a crumb falls out on your chametz stick of crumb falls on your table on Pesach, so that's a problem because we don't believe that the chametz could ever be nullified. It's never batel, so that would be recommended. However, when it comes to things that generally are not kept on the table and you're not going to have it interfere with your food, so you don't have to worry about it. And so this is a big question when it comes to kids' toys. Do you have to check kids' toys before Pesach? And so it's a big problem because every single, I don't know what other people's homes are like, but we have chametz in basically every single toy that we own. And so do we have an obligation to clean and check every single toy for chametz? And so the answer is, well, if you're going to, first of all, you should do a general check, but if you're going to be putting the toys on the table, and having them, near food throughout Pesach, then obviously you should check because, again, the concern of a crumb is a big issue. However, if you're not going to put them near the table, then you don't have to check seemingly every single nook and cranny because of all the other, tools that we use, which we'll speak about over the coming days in terms of getting rid of the chametz. And the big question is, therefore, let's say you have someone in your family who doesn't not sensitive to these things, and they want to take the toys and put them on the table, throughout Pesach. So that could become very complicated. So ask your local Orthodox rabbi what to do. There is an idea that when you make the bracha before Bedikas Chametz, that you should not have a hefsek. You shouldn't have any sort of interruption during the checking, other than to say something related to the actual checking. Like with any other thing else, we don't like to have hefsek. We don't like to have a break in between, and so make sure not to speak in between. And finally, when it comes to the conclusion of the Bedika, so there's the statement that we make, the Kol Chamira, it's the nullification of Chametz. People think this is like a special holy prayer. It's not very special, not very holy, it's just the nullification of the Chametz. So if you don't speak Aramaic, you don't understand Aramaic, if you say it and you don't know what you're saying, it's pointless. The goal is to nullify the Chametz, so you should say it in any language that you understand. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani,